Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. Last week, there were two vulnerabilities found in low-end Android devices, the kind that cost maybe $100 to $200. And they're the kind that disclose information, the data is getting sent to China or whatever, or make it very possible to potentially man-in-the-middle requests to get updates and potentially put rogue software on your phone. So kind of things that you just kind of that are just kind of like basic problems that should be fixed, and they shouldn't even get on there. But the reality is that the handset makers don't have a lot of there's not a lot of margin to work with, and because the reality is, like, Apple, even though they've only got 10% of the market, or give or take, they're making all the money. I mean, actually, I think the number I saw was 106% of all the money sold in mobile phones, which is just just insane, right? Which means that some of these phones are being sold below cost, which doesn't surprise me at all. So there's just no margin for the companies to do sort of post sales maintenance on these things. So it's no shock that it's so hard to get. And then when you add in the carriers and everything, it's just even more ridiculous. Which gets me back to, this is why I like iPhone. I know that my iPhones that are 2, 3, 4 years old are going to get software updates for a while. Even my iPad that I bought in 2010, which is gave to my daughter and suffered a demise. It's honestly not it got updates for several years after it was bought. I guess I bought it in 2012. Now, anyway, it doesn't matter. But whereas it's very unlikely during the life of an average Android device that you're going to get software updates, and this came up, when I buy a Nokia Android device, because of course in the Beyond Nokia Facebook group that I'm in, there's a healthy discussion going on about whether or not you would actually buy one of these devices. And the reality is that even if Nokia makes really good hardware, it's still Android, right? And it still has all the problems. And we don't know what their commitment is to how much will their Android be skinned? How much will it get updated? Will they push out software updates? Will they do all these things? Will it be controlled by the operators, which is, Nokia has historically done that, but Nokia's whole model for doing phones has changed now. So, and that was honestly one of the problems that Nokia had back in the day was, they tried to please too many operators. This is why they had so many variants and stuff. And it was just a big mess internally to get, I'm surprised that Nokia got any phones out the door. But anyway, there is definitely talk of Nokia handsets in next year after when they sold their phone business to Microsoft, they couldn't get back in the smartphone business for 2 years. And so that ends at the end of December. And so, there's been plenty of stuff that has leaked or put out or whatever about this. So, it'd be interesting to see what they put out, but will I ever buy one? No, probably not, because it's still Android at the end of the day. And, the only phones that would even consider would be, something that Google directly maintains. I wouldn't even want to buy it through Verizon. I'd want to buy it directly through Google if I were to do it. But yeah, I'm still, I've done too much iPhone at this point, at least 7 years of it. And I'm kind of, there's not, nothing really compelling on the Google side to get me to switch. Yeah, there's more variety of handsets and blah, blah, blah. But the reality is that Apple security is much better. And honestly, Apple's making the most money, so they're not going to go anywhere anytime soon. Whereas I can't say that, Android isn't going anywhere either, but there's just no money in it. So, and as a result, there's not a lot of security in it. So yeah, since I value that, there's of course Apple's doing not so great things. Sometimes on the security side, yeah, they leaked all your cloud, call records to iCloud. Yeah, fantastic. That's could be worse. They can get that stuff otherwise, so I'm not too worried about it. But still, I feel better, in general. Apple pushes software updates out, and can't say the same thing for any random Android handset, including one that comes from Nokia. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.